The Carnival Dream was forced to return to her home port of Galveston due to one passenger's medical emergency. While the guest in question would normally have been airlifted off the ship, high winds made that impossible, so the Dream had to return to Galveston to get the guest safely disembarked. As a result, the ship stop in Cozumel had to be canceled, with guests being given a 20% future cruise credit. And despite the earthquakes which rocked Puerto Rico earlier this week, the cruise industry felt very little impact. As Carnival Cruise Line's brand ambassador pointed out in a Facebook posting, the epicenter of the quake and the majority of the damage suffered as a result were all on the south side of the island, which is away from the popular port of San Juan that is on the northern side of Puerto Rico. And finally, with over 800,000 cruise ship passengers visiting Barbados, they had a record-breaking 2019. Hoping to continue this trend, Minister of Maritime Affairs Kirk Humphrey said the island should look at building a second port specifically designed to handle smaller ships whose passengers are looking for an experience not offered by the mega ships which visit the dock in Bridgetown. Meanwhile, the island's on track to have another record-breaking year in 2020, with 427 ships scheduled to bring in an estimated 850,000 guests to Barbados. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Have a good weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.